Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. And man, I get excited when I meet a young entrepreneur that has the desire that he must be what he can be, but he has a head on his shoulder to make it happen. I met Triple J on Go Fund Yourself, and he blew the Titans away. Jay Johnson Jr., the founder and CEO at High Frequency Highway, welcome to the Playbook.
It's a pleasure being here, David.
Well, you and I are proof of frequency because frequency is your awareness. And I've been studying frequency since I've studied Einstein, and he suggested that frequency would heal everything. We just didn't understand it or know it, and it's directly related to awareness as well. How did you get exposed to the importance of frequency in your own young existence? It took me many years to gain that wisdom. You seem to have found it, and it resonated with you at a very young age.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty funny story. So first week of summer, I got grounded and my mom gave me this book by Tony Robbins. And, you know, I didn't have any phone. I couldn't go anywhere. So I'm just sitting here reading this book. And at the time, I didn't know who Tony Robbins was. So I'm reading it. And like the things he was saying was just resonating so deeply with me. And I look on the back and I find the author, Tony Robbins, go on YouTube, search his name up. And I just see this guy that's, you know, Kobe's life coach, Oprah's life coach, this guy. And I'm like, if this guy's their life coach, I need to learn more. So I start binging Tony Robbins content at 17. And one thing that kept coming up is meditation, right? So I'm like, meditation? What's like, you just sit there and breathe? Like, what is this? So I found some guided meditations. And since I couldn't go anywhere, I just started meditating for hours at home. And one night I was in this really, really deep meditation and felt my non-physical body. And that right there opened me up to like, this world is beyond the physical. So that led me down rabbit holes of like quantum physics, neuroscience, and all the things that you're talking about, you know, Tesla, Einstein, these people. And one thing that kept coming up is frequency, frequency, frequency. So that's like, that was my gateway into the whole frequency world, is because of, you know, something that, you know, a Tony Robbins book, you know?
So both of us had similar experiences, mine just at a later age and stage of my life. And there's certain moments, though, that really take hold when it comes to utilizing frequency for business. Now, you were a champion and still are a champion athlete. You end up going to college as a track star, and you start realizing that there's some even greater applications in the practical realm beyond meditation.
Yeah, 100%. You know, there's a lot of terminology around it, but just creating the reality that you want, right? And what's going to get you there is raising your frequency. You can't create out of a fear-based or envy-based mindset. You got to be in like that love, joy, to really be able to channel that creativity, the action to do so, right? So I think just combining my learnings from, you know, all the spiritualists / motivational speakers and, you know, applying that to my life to really see success and take quantum leaps.
And a lot of people utilize the technology, they start to realize that there's a blend between neuroscience, which you study, frequency science, which you study, and AI, which everybody is participating in, that allows us to shift our states of flow, creates better focus, healing, calmness. But what makes the high frequency headphones so interesting, beyond meditation and other modalities that I've utilized and practiced for 20 years, is that it happens on demand, that you combined these capabilities. And when you were starring on Go Fund Yourself, our number one show on Cheddar, when you were starring and you allowed people that had never, I had, but had never experienced the frequency, I want to go back and watch the videos, because on demand means instantly. It's that look on their face when you put them at 528, a love frequency, or 432, or some other healing sound and frequency. And it pretty much across the Titan board went like this. The minute you put it right above the ears, it was like, they were like, holy shit, this works instantly. Yeah. How long did it take to develop this instant on demand flow and frequency regulator and stimulator?
Yeah, I mean, I started the company 2 years ago, and from that point, I've been doing a lot of R&D, but it honestly started before that, right? So before this company, I actually had a light technology company where we focus on a specific frequency of light. So that gave me a lot of context on frequencies. So when I got into, when I switched over from light frequency to sound frequency, it was kind of like I was already two steps ahead, right? So when I started to research about binaural beats, reading the case studies, seeing what people were getting the effects from, I doubled down, right? Because a lot of apps in the app store, so like a lot of people, when you go start listening to binaural beats, you go on YouTube. But the huge downfall with YouTube is you don't know if it's the right frequency. A lot of the frequencies, you click one video and it's a totally different sound from another video that says it's the same frequency. So there was a huge downfall with that. So what I noticed is there's something called a pure tone frequency. So pure tone frequency is the natural way that sound propagates through space with hertz. So I started looking into hertz frequency generators. And when I started deep diving into this, there were zero apps that you could generate hertz for each ear. It was just one hertz. You could do 200 hertz and that was it. So I was like, what if we could split the hertz and have one hertz in the left ear, one hertz in the right ear, and then you can customize it the way you want to generate and customize binaural beats. So when I launched that in the app, we really saw a lot of success with it and we started being used in every country on the planet. So, but the thing with this is, you need headphones. So I'm like, if people are using this app all over the world, they're using their own headphones. How can we monopolize it and then to amplify it and make it more effective? So I started doing R&D on, different ways we could transmit the frequency. And I came across bone conduction. And the reason why bone conduction is much more effective is that it's bypassing the eardrum. So instead of the eardrum filtering the frequency, then going to your brain, it goes directly to the part of your inner ear that sends electrical signals to your brain. So, after years and years of R&D, this all just came about like in parts and pieces, right? Like chapters of a book, and at the end it came together to this instant shift where you're instantly stimulating your brain with the exact frequency you want to be on.
And that resonance is so important because with bone frequency, and there's other things that utilize it, we can have that instant and impactful change shift in our own, not only energy, but our own perspective, which creates this flow, focus, calm state that provides so much inspiration in our lives. You've always been inspired. One of the most remarkable things about you is you actually leave college as a Star Trek athlete to go start a business. And then take the lessons that you've learned as the climate change for track athletes and go back to college to be a superstar athlete as well. And even still continue to be sought after. I know the first, being from the background I'm from, the very first Olympic flag football team is recruiting you heavily as well to be in the Olympics. But what was that decision like and how were the people around you responding when you leave college?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, at this time it was 2019 and I just had this deep gut feeling that I had to stop what I was doing and pursue my own vision. And at the time I had, I was in a fraternity. I was a top five all time at my university with a full ride scholarship. And my parents were like, are you crazy? it's like you have all this going for you at this university. What is making this decision? And there was a couple of things that played into it. They were continuing to rush me out there when I was injured. And, there was just bad energy on the team at the time, like a lot of politics and, haters that they like to say. And I just felt like the things that I needed, because, I'm deep into energy and frequency. If people on my team are hating and giving me envy, and then my coaches are forcing me out there when I'm injured, when I'm telling them I'm not 100%, how I see it, I know my body better than anyone else. So, when I felt like I wasn't getting the care that I needed, I had this deep gut feeling, I have to stop running here. I have to stop running here. And when I made that decision, literally 4 months after, because I had to move back home with my parents because I lost my scholarship, it was a whole thing. And after a month of living with my parents, COVID hit. And that was like, it just like really gave me this deep reassurance that I was on the right path. I know for a lot of people that sounds crazy, but you know,
I love crazy.
My fellow teammates, they had to train during COVID. Even though there was no track meets coming up and nothing to really look forward to, they were training every single day. But for me, now I have this infinite free time, no school to go to, and it gave me so much more time to focus in on business. And, you know, since I had already sold a company before, I had already had experience in e-com, and my TikTok started blowing up, this was literally like, it felt like divine alignment. I was like, I trusted my gut. You know, that timeless wisdom. And now I'm seeking the benefits of it from, you know, being two steps ahead. And that allowed me to then move to San Francisco, start making six figures and developing my influencer career.
And now you have a fundable entity. You have a product that is probably competitively priced beyond belief. You have a SaaS solution, a subscription that can give so much more value than it is articulated. It's just an amazing company. Biggest challenges today is you're financing this multi-billion dollar business, in my perspective. What are your biggest challenges today? I know you have inventory, you have the technology. It's, you know, just waiting. It's poised to be used by everyone around the world. I'm using it right now. I'm blown away. The interest that's been stimulated from the TV show and from my network is incredible. But where are the challenges, the hidden challenges of being an entrepreneur when you have a successful company?
Yeah. You know, we're keeping the team small. So, you know, managing that and keeping up with the demand with the small team. And keeping up with the inventory. So we're selling out very quick. So what we're doing now is raising money to get more inventory in the short term. Because they got the Chinese holiday coming in, we need to, you know, do this quick. But, you know, how I see it is feedback, right? So keeping up with all the feedback, applying those changes, but like really being intentional, because you can't take everybody's advice and everybody's like feedback of what should be there. So kind of blocking out the noise and saying, okay, what is going to move the lever forward? How many people can actually benefit from this feature? And, you know, how can we maximize the potential of the technology? And I think we've really been toning in on that. And that's why we've seen a lot of success. And I think one of the key features that is really going to shift wellness forever, especially in the next couple years, is our meditation feature, right? We talk a lot about the frequency, but being able to create a meditation about anything in real time and really tone it into your personal problems is so much more impactful and impacts you on a deeper level, and it's going to allow you to actually transform your life in a better way. When a meditation is general, it's kind of hard to really attach to it and allow that alchemy in your body to shift to then create that change, right? So we're really we really want to be the innovators and pioneers of the future of wellness and making it personalized for each person. And yeah.
It's an amazing opportunity. My only advice is just sell. The product is ready. It's priced too fairly. We will give you an enormous amount of momentum in the financial side to get the inventory that you need. But the world needs to know about it. The minute this is such a viral product, because once somebody uses it, takes them about 0.1 seconds to love it and see the difference. You know, it's like the most delicious food you could think of. And like you taste it, and everyone around you, you've been to these places, right? It's like all you hear around the restaurant or at the counter is, oh, wow, right? And you know that's going to be a super successful place. that's what this company is. There's nothing holding this company back or this entrepreneur back. You can trust me. That's why we're going to back him. We are super excited about the high frequency headphones, where they are today. Forget the future. I'm sure it'll be even more valuable and more successful. But I want everybody out there today, I want you to go to high frequency HW. Go to highfrequency.com, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, highfrequencyhw.com.
Yeah, go there today. See how you can participate as an accredited, non-accredited investor, but as a customer. I'm sure he has a wait list as it's sold out too quickly. So make sure that you get your orders in now and make sure that you take advantage of an opportunity that comes around very, very infrequently, no pun intended. He's the Triple J. He's a superstar on and off the track. He's what I look for in an entrepreneur, the desire that he must be what he can be, and the wisdom that goes far beyond his years. What a pleasure it is to be a part of High Frequency Headphones. Jay Johnson Jr., I call him Triple J, the founder and CEO at High Frequency Highway. Thank you for joining me. I'm David Meltzer on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.